other people's problems, their little fails, can become our entertainment.
Just be glad it's not you, right?
Yeah, it's a website called F My Life, and so every now and then we like to take a look at people who are not having as good a days as maybe we are.
Yes, like for example, today I received a phone call from my old boss asking me why I wasn't at work, to which I responded, because you fired me yesterday. He didn't say anything and just hung up.
You know that's bad when he must have been firing a lot of people, because he's like, wait, hang on a second. Where's Jeff? I'm going to call that guy. Wow.
How awful. Do you take that opportunity, though, and just be like, oh, yeah, I just slept in, and then drive in and maybe try to save the job that way? I don't know.
That is like an episode of the classic sitcom Seinfeld.
Yes.
Where one of the characters on that show, he got fired.
George.
But just continued to show up.
Yes.
And act like nothing happened.
But well, we heard a story from one of our listeners where that literally happened. Like,
yeah,
a guy just said, nope, I got too much to do, can't fire me, and continued working there for a couple more years.
Yeah, and the boss was like, all right, I guess.
All right, fine. Guess.
That is funny. F My Life. Today I was watching a horror movie with my girlfriend. Suddenly the killer jumped out on screen. My girlfriend screamed, and I peed myself.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, you know what? I can relate to that. It's hard.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
That is a little embarrassing.
That's embarrassing.
Especially if it's a new girlfriend.
Yeah. Here's another one. Today I saw my boyfriend of 2 years had joined a group on Facebook called Guys Who Are Proud of Their Girlfriends.
Aww.
I smiled.
Yes.
And was about to like it.
Yes.
When I noticed a comment below from a girl saying, aw, thanks, babe. XXXXX.
Oh, that makes you think, maybe I'm not the only one who he's very proud of.
Okay.
F My Life. Today I had to explain to my husband that the 5-second rule doesn't apply if you drop the floss into the toilet. I don't think the 5-second rule applies to anything that's dropped in the toilet.
No, that's off limits.
Yeah.
That is just the floor. That is just the floor.
Now, I will say, we have a little, you know, like a little decorative wicker basket on the back of the toilet that, you know, some things like, I don't know, lotions or brushes or something like that can go there.
What are we dropping in there, sir? Because that means you're eating by the toilet? Is that what it means? Are we about to go there?
No. No. They're like low. I said there's a wicker basket on the back of it.
Yes.
And it's got things like lotions and brushes and stuff like that.
Yes.
But my point is, sometimes you put the stuff back in there and it misses and it falls into the toilet. And then what do you do?
Okay. Well, the 5-second rule has to do with food. That's where I was. We were in the lane of food.
No, I was just in the lane of dropping things in the toilet.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. I'm glad you're not eating by the toilet, because I was about to be super concerned.
Have you ever, though?
No!
I'm not going to lie and say I've never.
Oh, God. You do everything on the toilet.
But, and that is a weird sensation. Where you are putting stuff in your body, and at the same time,
things are coming out.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, yeah. That's
it shouldn't happen.
That's a weird.
Don't do that.
That's a weird thing. Yeah, exactly.
That's not recommended.
It's not something that I do all the time. Let's just say that it's happened
Let's
before.
Move on.
Yeah.
I want to get out of the toilet today. I went to a friend's party, only to realize I was in the wrong apartment.
Oh.
After getting the address confused, instead of awkwardly leaving, I stayed for a bit and pretended I was someone's cousin.
That's funny.
I was oddly suspicious that no one noticed me mingling, but then it turned out to be a shady recruitment party for a leggings company.
Oh, wow. So you're going to buy some?
That's just kind of lucky that the place that they picked happened to be having a gathering of people.
Right, exactly.
As well.
Right,
yeah.
Right, for sure. This is where other people's problems become our entertainment. F My Life. A couple more. Today, after my wife put hair remover on my chest. In the shape of a rooster and doodads. I'll let you draw a conclusion as to what that is.
Doodads.
A while back, the hair has fully grown back, but it's now darker and thicker, so you can still see the shape unless I start keeping it clean shaven all the time.
Oh, that's fantastic. I have a new favorite phrase, the rooster and doodads.
Rooster and doodads. Did you get hit in the rooster and doodads?
Oh,
that's funny.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Man, that is a side effect I wouldn't have seen coming.
Oh, no. I mean, and listen, you've had things carved into your chest hair before.
Yeah, I have.
And thank goodness there are not lasting repercussions.
Yeah, I was going to say, it came back normal for me.
Yes. So. Oh, goodness.
Wow.
One last one today. I went to my boyfriend's apartment for the first time only to see another girl walking out.
Oh.
I accused her of cheating with him, and we got into a fight.
Ooh.
Turns out I was at the wrong apartment. He lives next door.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, she literally just caused
no idea
a lot of drama.
Oh, no. Oh, dang.
And he's like, I have no idea who she is.
Sure you don't. Sure you don't.
She literally got in a fight with me outside of your apartment. Oh, all right. Those are good. Other people's problems become our entertainment there. Hopefully, maybe you can look at what you have and are dealing with today and think, you know what?
At least it's not that bad.
It's not that bad, right?